Lloyd, alcoholic.
Lloyd.
Sobriety date. Gratitude. Sobriety date is April 1st, 2022. This group's my home group, and I have a sponsor, and I sponsor others, and I love this group. And I love my speaker tonight, and a quick story about him. I met him back in 2005, and I had just found out we had the same sponsor, and I ran into him in my buddy Ryan's kitchen, and I said, "Hey, man, I'm Lloyd, and we have the same sponsor." And he goes, "Not for long." And I'm like, and I go, "Why? What do you mean?" He's like, "Because you're going to drink." And man, I stayed sober off that resentment for 7 years. And true shit. And, you know, but during that 7 years, I got to, Stan took me under his wing, man. We did everything together, you know, hosted conferences, you know, trips across the country. He made me a part of the family. And I really appreciated that. And Stan showed up for me through all the happiness and heartache, you know, that I went through. And when I started drinking again, Stan called me and he asked me to show up for him. And I told him I couldn't do it and never to call me again. So I wanted to drink, you know? And alcohol called the shots, and it robbed me of all my relationships, you know? And so when I got back sober, April 22, you know, I had no expectation, but I was hoping I could, you know, possibly repair that again, you know? And, you know, 6 months in, Stan started showing up back to this meeting, and, you know, slowly but surely got to rebuild that relationship. And it was like right around 9 months, he invited me over to his home with his family. And that just meant the world to me, you know? So thank you for doing that. It's a great honor and privilege to introduce my speaker tonight, Stan.
Everyone, I'm Stan, I'm alcoholic. And, he is my brother, for sure. Lloyd's my brother. I call him Blue, though, because Blue's my boy. And that goes back. We have done everything together. I'm going to try not to cry up here, but my voice may crack a little bit, you know? So that's because I, you know, just get a little nervous. It's funny because I get nervous here, but I speak in front of, like, hundreds and hundreds of people at, like, tech conferences and stuff. But I come here, and I'm just, like, so nervous. And it's because I know you guys know me. I'm, like, exposed, you know, because I can't really fake the funk here, you know. But thank God Lloyd came back. You know, I thought about you a lot, man. And it was so weird. I remember that day when you told me, I mean, you didn't just say, "Don't ever call me again." You said, "Never fucking call me again." And he never talked to me like that, you know, and we'd been boys and running buddies in sobriety for years, you know, 18 years ago, you know, I'll never forget. I don't remember that part about telling you you're going to drink and that you're not my pigeon brother for long. Like, I don't remember that part. I do, however, you know, but I do have selective memory, and, you know, I'm glad it helped him out, you know. My Sylvia L., I don't know if any of you know her, but she's always like, it's better to give resentments than get them. So, you know, I hung on to that for a while. For like the first 10 years of my sobriety, I just tried to give resentments, because if I was giving them, I wasn't getting them, and I'm not drinking. So, you know, like, that's how it kind of worked. But, you know, that's not really the way to, you know, roll around here either, from what I learned. I got another buddy of mine just, like, admit, Terry, you know, was just resentful over 10 years for something I did I don't even remember, you know what I mean? So, you know, he finally told me, and I was like, shit, I don't remember that either, you know? So who knows, you know, what kind of stuff I said and did, you know, and sobriety. I remember just being wild and crazy and not really, like, you know, like, doing everything I could to just not drink, like, just an asshole, Like not much really changed. I mean, the stuff started to change over the years, but having friends like Lloyd and running buddies like Lloyd definitely helped, because we both wanted to stay sober. And in order to stay sober, obviously you got to get a sponsor and do the steps and get a home group. And oh, and by the way, this is my home group. I've had a love-hate relationship with this home group for, you know, 18 years. You know, and thank God they accept me back in and let me take up space. But I do try to contribute. I do try to talk to new guys. And when I'm available to sponsor, I raise my hand. So those are requirements here. You know, in order to keep it, you got to give it away. And, you know, although back then I couldn't really give it much away, you know, I had Lloyd there to, you know, to run with. And we would do all kinds of stuff together. Like we would travel the world. Go on, you know, international conferences for, you know, young people events, and join advisory boards on Fikipa and Circipa, and, you know, go to Ultra down in Miami at like 3 a.m, sober, and then pass out on the beach and get sun poisoning the next day and not be able to find a hotel, you know what I mean, for like a day. Like that was crazy, you know, just in a Mountaineer driving, bumping Young Jeezy and like Mario Kart techno music. It was just like wild, you know, but fun. But we told everybody, we told each other everything. And I think it's just really important to have friends like that. If you don't have friends like that, there's no way in hell that I would be here today if it wasn't for this man right here. No way. You know, and when he left, I was just kind of like, almost like kind of lost an identity a little bit. I was like, oh my God, like, where's my boy Blue? You know, like, who am I going to run with now? You know, so, but, you know, you should have mentors around you in AA. You know, I had a number. A sponsor is definitely a good start. Over the years, though, I've learned that, you know, people are human and they will fail you, you know, even sponsors, you know, so it's good to also have other people around you that have more time than you, that are doing more than you, and that are always doing one key thing, and that's giving it back and working with new guys. So, you know, quick story just to kind of pick up where we left off with Lloyd. Someone's got the time, right? Because I'll go forever, you know. All right, cool. And I'm already at 5 minutes. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. So that works. So I think the best story that I have of Blue is when we were both, I don't know, like 5 or 6 months sober, and we would go to Denny's all the time. Or no, the Village Inn, I'm sorry, Village Inn. Like, that's this place to be, is the Village Inn. And this waitress knew kind of what we were about and, you know, knew that we were sober and we were in this deal. And she had a son, you know, that was like, you know, kind of rough. And he was in Punta Gorda. And we were both crazier than shit, you know. And we had this wild idea to go save this guy, you know, and drive across the state. It was the first time, like, and it was miraculous. And it was a kind of a spiritual awakening, because for the first time in my life, I didn't think about myself all day. And it was pretty miraculous. But the voyage was kind of intense, you know. So we get there, we pick up this crackhead alcoholic. He jumps in our car, in the car, and he's in the back seat, and he's just like sweating bullets, right? He's sweating bullets. And, you know, we're just driving back to Tampa and, you know, deliver him to his mom, you know, to try and get him sober. And, you know, and I kind of look back in the rear view, and I see his, you know, he's like sweating, and he's got this briefcase, and it's just like sitting there. You know, and I'm just, I just turned down the music, and I'm like, yo, like, you know, what's in the briefcase? And he just like kind of moves it towards me. He goes, it's none of your fucking business. And I'm like, are you serious? Like, I didn't say that, but I'm just kind of like, and I kind of look at Blue, and I'm like, you know, what's up with this guy? He's sweating, he's clamping this suitcase. So I'm like, whatever. I crank the music back up. The bass is bumping, you know, we're still cruising down the road. And then I'm like, and it just annoyed me. So I turned the music down again, and I look back, and he still has this briefcase that he's even clamping on hard. I'm like, dude, no, but for real, like, what's in the briefcase? And he goes, it's none of your fucking business what's in the briefcase. And I'm like, dude, are you serious right now? Like, you know, and I'm looking at Blue, and he's kind of getting pissed too. So we keep driving, and then I look back, I stop, you know, and I'm like, no, but for real, what's in the briefcase? Pull off the side road. He says, it's none of your fucking business. And Lloyd jumps out. He grabs the dude, throws him like out of the car, gets back in the car, and we start driving. And we get to Tampa, right? We get all the way to Tampa, and we get out of the car, and we see this briefcase still there. So, you know, we didn't, you know, make our, you know, deliver our package, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we tried, right? It's none of your fucking business, Terry. So half of that story is true. But we tell that joke all the time to new guys. You know, I mean, it really worked, you know. But at the end of the day, like, it's stuff like that. Like, the guy didn't get sober. He drank, I think, like a week later. We did deliver the package to his mommy. Like, we got him to his mom and all that. And I think, but it's just stuff like that, like little things like that, that really help out this fellowship. And it truly is magic. Like if you don't drink and you don't die, like you can grow some phenomenal relationships here. I just got to watch one of my best friends get married, and it was literally the most life-changing wedding I've ever been to. Like so much growth, so much love, like the most joy I've ever had in my life was at this wedding this past weekend. You know, and he's been sober for, I don't know, like 10 years, Ryan, something like that. How long have you been sober now? 8 years? You know, my math sucks. But at the end of the day, like, you know, if you don't drink and you don't die and you get honest, right, with other people that you trust in here, things will happen for you. I've never seen someone truly get sober, grow in this program, and their lives not get better, you know? And trust me, and I'll just kind of wrap up with this, it's not going to be like peaches and cream all the time, you know? In fact, my first 2 years, I was pissed off, and I was an asshole all the time, obviously, right? So, you know, I've had girlfriends in sobriety, I've been single in sobriety, you know, I've been broke in sobriety, I've had money in sobriety, it's a lot better with money, sober, I'll tell you that much, right? But if you don't drink, you don't die, you keep giving it back, and you show up to these meetings, it's like, I don't know, shit just happens. Thank you.